Blazers in six or seven?
Blazers in six.
Blazers in six. That confident.
You know, I know what he's meant, you know, to steal a nation and beyond, but as an African-American, he's just a very, very special man. The Rooney Rule is named what it's named because of him. He's somebody that recognized the discrepancies in the hiring practices that existed within the National Football League.
It won't be a Sunday kind of love in H-Town. The MVP race might be over with the regular season in the books, but it'll be on full display in the first round. James Harden versus Russell Westbrook.
Yes, welcome, welcome, Tribe members. Welcome to the Tribe Podcast. I am your host, Dave Love, and with me is my boy, Rich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And with me always is Mr. Two Plates himself, Eric.
What up, y'all?
Hey, guys, we got a special guest in the house. We got Mr. Daniel with us.
Hi there, everybody.
You got to get a little closer.
Got to get closer to the mic, son.
Yeah.
Hi there, everybody.
There you go.
This is the guru of the New York Knicks, Derrick Rose. All
right. Insider, New York Knicks insider, my friends.
I love Derrick Rose.
First off, we're going to say thank you for coming, man. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. Thank you for coming to the studio. Tribe members, thank you for listening. I hope everybody had a good week. We have some interesting topics.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Whoa. So, you know what that means. It's time for rapid reaction. So, here we go. This is how it's going to do, Danny. We're just going to ask a question, and you're just going to give us a rapid response, you know, like a 10-second response, okay? Okay? All right. First off, I'm going to go with you, Eric. Let's go. Eric. There's been reports in the NBA that certain players has CP3 and LeBron James, and just to name a few, don't like Steph Curry. Do you believe that? Buy or sell?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's everybody in the NBA that don't like somebody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Steph, I don't like him. I mean, he's kind of likable, but for the most part,
can I ask you, is it because he's a light-skinned brother?
I heard people talking about that.
Nah, I mean, yeah, I mean, for some people might be. For me personally, dude is arrogant. Mm-hmm. Then again, that whole team is arrogant. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. So do I believe Steph? I mean, do I believe LeBron and maybe CP3 don't like Steph? I can believe it.
Got you, Danny. I got a question. Next question is for you. All right. The New York Knicks picked up Phil Jackson's two remaining years. So he's going to be with the Knicks for at least two more years. And then you just got reports that he mentioned something about Carmelo Anthony, you know, that they'd be kind of better without him, more or less. So my question is Carmelo Anthony going to waive his trade clause this summer and he's going to be in a different uniform?
I think so, because nobody liked him. Even his jersey is not in the top 15 over there. So why stay over there? It's better off for him to find another team and to show who he is. I think that's the best way for him.
Okay, good. Thanks. Richard, coming at you now.
What's up?
The Miami Heat missed the playoffs by one game, okay? Yeah. So would you kind of, with the stuff that happened over the summer, you know, losing Chris Bosh, losing Dwayne Wade, would you consider this more kind of a successful season for them?
Yeah, I would, because like I just posted this on our page the other day. They started the season 11-30. That was the second worst in the NBA, and to come back and just reverse it and win 30-11, I think they're just missing a couple pieces. But yeah, I think this season was a very successful season.
Eric, back at you. Mm-hmm. Miami's Jarvis Landry made a bold prediction. He said they were going to sweep the New England Patriots. He said you can book it. What is your reaction to that statement?
I like the confidence. I like the confidence. Do I think it's going to happen? Hell no. If they win one, I'd be surprised. The Patriots going to easily, not actually easily, but they're going to definitely win both of them games.
Danny, back to you. Okay, this past week we have a lot of controversy about NBA players resting. Well, you had a big one. The last game of the season, the Brooklyn Nets rested their starters for the game against the Chicago Bulls, who had playoff implications in that last game. And the Brooklyn Nets had no chance of making the playoffs. So, What is your reaction for them resting their starters last of the game of the season, the Brooklyn Nets?
Rest is shame on them because they don't like the fans. They don't like, you know, to see that to be compete with the teams. And I don't understand what rest means. Rest the rest of after that game, they're gonna rest like
the whole summer. Yeah, right? Yeah. Summer.
Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense. I don't know why they do that.
Right, they're cheating. And their
people fans. Say Bulls, they play with the high school team. That's how they say.
They got in the easy way.
Okay, Rich, coming at you. There's been reports that Jay Cutler is pondering on retirement. Do you buy or sell that?
I buy it.
You buy it.
I think he's just done with football. I know that he's had like issues with his. Doesn't he have diabetes? And he's always looking weak. Sometimes on the sideline. I think I would buy it. I'd say he'd retire.
Okay, last question. It's gonna go to you two plates. Last question.
Last question, huh?
Okay.
Bring it on.
So we all know the Chicago Cubs won the 2016 World Series, right?
Right, right.
So this past week, they just hanged up their World Series banner, and they also got their rings.
Uh-huh.
And it's 2017. So my question is, can you Cubs fans shut the hell up?
For a little while, we will. I mean, the new season started. We're looking forward to the end of this year, to trying to repeat. You know, something ain't been done in what? Over 30 years?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll tone it down for a little while.
I hope so,
to the playoffs.
My ears are tired of that shit. Anyways, that's it for Rapid Reaction. All right. So, let's just dive into it. We all know what's going to come up, what the big stories is, and all the big stories is in the NBA. First question. Let's go to you, Rich, okay? And everybody's going to answer it. Rich, with the NBA season this year, how would you grade it? How it went?
I think it went really good. There were some teams that didn't make it last year that they really showed up. Like Utah was one who just missed the playoffs last year and, you know, actually got in this year. And Milwaukee's another one. So I would say that these playoffs are going to be fun. That's all I know.
So, but the season.
Yeah, the
so
season
what's
was.
So what's their grade? A, B, C, D, E?
I give it. I'd give it an A. It was
an
a lot
a.
of fun to watch. It was
an
a lot
a.
of fun. It was a lot
oh
of fun.
Oh my
to watch.
God! You're a man of simple things.
Yeah, that's kind of high. A man. I mean, I give the last five games an A. The last five games of the season, I give an A. Only
a.
say that. Yeah, A. Only say that because these referees, they've been letting these guys play a little bit.
Okay.
These last four or five games, they've been playing a little bit. I'm talking about not calling these little ticky-tack-ass, weak-ass fouls, letting these boys play. Not letting the game be decided at the free throw line. That's what I'm talking about. They in playoff mode already, these referees. For the last five games, it should have been like that all year, all season. But
I'm asking, okay, so you give the last five games A, but the whole season?
The whole season, I would give them a
C+.
Because I'm still seeing guys flopping. I'm still seeing these weak-ass fouls. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still seeing, you know, missed calls. I mean, I give it a C+. You know what I'm saying? I say let's get back to the old school, how it was back in the day. You know, let these boys play a little bit.
Ben, same question to you. What do you grade the whole NBA season as a whole? A, B, C, D, or F? I mean, as far as a fan standpoint this year.
I don't know which grade I'm going to give, but I will say this, like, you know, instead of last year, this year is the NBA is a little down for me because last year is, like, if you see Cleveland, they play well, you know, all games. If you see Golden State, they play good. You know, every team, like San Antonio. But this year is, you know, sometimes teams good, sometimes bad, you know. So maybe I'm going to give, like, C.
Well, my grade is a D-. And the reason why I give it a D- is because when you have L.A. Lakers, and you have the New York Knicks, you have the Miami Heat, and you have Chicago barely making the playoffs for Chicago, all the rest of the teams, you know, nowhere, you know, no one, none of those teams over 500, and those are the major markets. When you have all the major markets like that, not above 500, it's not a good season, my friends. I mean, yeah, Westbrook and Harden made it a little interesting because we were like, well, we want to know if, you know, half of the people are like excited that Westbrook got his triple doubles. And the other half was was hating. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So, the majority. That's the only thing really you had out of the season. We all know Golden State was going to be on top of the West. And, I mean, Cleveland was one game, but there's nothing there. But they're number two in the East. No big deal. You know what I'm saying? We already know who's coming out, basically, in this of our season. Now playoffs start. Now it's going to get interesting. But I give it a D-minus because of those major markets not in the really in the playoffs. I mean, the Bulls skidded by, squeaked by. And it's not even – it's a 500 team. I have to give it a D-minus when those major markets are.
D-minus is kind of low. I mean, I say a C-plus. But also, you got to figure out – you got to think about the fact that all these players that's resting –
mm-hmm.
That really kind of tainted the season a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got LeBron sitting out here and there. You got, you know what I'm saying, guys from San Antonio. And,
yeah, so now.
You know I mean? Yeah, that takes away some of the luster.
Even
to
Warriors. Some of the Warriors.
Yeah, you know, I mean, these guys, these big time, these superstar players sitting out these games. And, you know, I mean, the season just, basketball is not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But maybe they can do something about that. And maybe from this point on, it'll get better. But, you know, we'll see.
All right, fellas. Well, let's just hop right into it. The NBA playoffs is going to start. So we're going to talk about the first round. We're going to make picks and how many games, okay? So, Danny, I'm going to go straight to you, my friend, okay? We're going to start off in the West, okay? In the West. So Golden State and Portland, who you got winning that series and in how many games?
4-0.
4-0, yes. Boom.
Golden State.
Golden State.
Oh, sweep.
So Portland, Portland has no chance.
No chance.
No chance in hell.
I'm going to say, like, before I'm going to say about Eric, he commented about Stephen Curry. I want to say something add to it if you talk about Golden State. I don't know why people, they hate people's personality because we cannot see, we are not sitting to see their personality. We are watching their talent.
Mm-hmm.
So Stephen Curry, he got talent. He's a good shooter, and he play well. He's not selfish player. He distribute the ball very well. Why people they hate him? I'll add this one because some people they don't know how to talk in the media.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot judge people like you know how inside reflect his outside life.
Mm-hmm.
So. Sometimes, you know, if they got, like, good consultant or good advisor, he cannot talk, like, bad word or supposed to say it.
Right.
So you have to see how they play in the NBA. That's how my point.
Thank you. Hey, you know what? That was a great insight, Danny. Thank you for sharing with that. But I do kind of agree with what you're saying. Eric. Same thing. Golden State, Portland. Who you got and how many games?
I mean, it pains me to say this, of course, but of course, yes. Golden State is
your
the obvious
team.
Winner.
That's your team.
But I'm saying, Danny said a sweep. I don't see a sweep. You got the best backcourt in the NBA in Lillard and McCollum.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm gonna say.
What about Washington?
Washington who?
The Wizards.
Yeah, Wall and Bill.
Oh. I mean,
come on.
Yeah, I mean, they're close second.
Okay.
You know, if Lillard and McCollum then they minus.
Okay.
But you know, I'm gonna say, of course, Golden State can win that series. Okay. I mean, that's obvious. But I'm gonna say Golden State in six.
Six.
Wow.
I'm gonna give Portland two games. Portland gonna get two of them games. You know what I'm saying? We all know Golden State three happy. They gonna have a couple games where they don't hit them threes.
Yeah.
Like they. You know, be off a little bit on them threes.
Right. Rich, same thing.
I said, wow, and I'm here. I'm gonna be agreeing with Eric. I think Golden State will win, but I do think Portland will get two. So I say they're winning six. But I don't know, man. There's some times where Lillard is clutch. So I don't know if he can pull this team over the Golden State Warriors, but wouldn't that be great? I would just love that.
Slay the dragon.
Yes.
Lillard is clutch. Lillard is clutch, but he's only if he's gonna be clutch, it's gonna be one
for one game.
One game.
Okay.
But I'm gonna agree with Danny here. I'm gonna go full sweep Golden State over Portland. Okay.
Ain't no way in hell. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Hey, you guys write this down because I want to know.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, you write right. Your picks down. We're gonna write our
so
picks down.
So you put Golden State and you put
and how many
sweep.
Mm-hmm.
4-0.
Anyways, I'm gonna go to you, Rich.
All right.
So the next one we got. the number 4 seed against the number 5 seed, LA Clippers versus the Utah Jazz. LA, I forgot to mention this on Golden State, but you already probably know, they won the season series with Portland 4-0. LA won the season series 3-1. Who you got? How many games? Clippers, Utah?
I know how hot the Clippers are. They've been lately, but I'm going Utah. And I think Utah will win. I think it'll go 7 games.
7 games.
But I think Utah's going to win.
Eric.
I think this is the year the Clippers actually do a little something in the playoffs. I'm going to say Clippers. It's going 7.
7
It's
games.
Going 7. Yeah, wow. But game 7 going to be in LA.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'm going to say Clippers in 7.
Danny,
the same thing I would say.
Wow.
You know, who gonna win though?
LA Clippers.
Oh, okay. No. Clippers.
You know what? I think it's gonna be clear across the board because I'm gonna say.
How's it clear? He said Utah. We said LA.
You said Utah?
Yeah, he said Utah.
Oh, okay, my bad. I wasn't listening. I'm gonna say LA in 6, honestly.
LA in 6.
Yeah, LA in 6.
So they're gonna close the series out in Utah.
Yeah, but this is my thing though. If this was their second year being in the playoffs, I would have picked Utah. Because they're so fresh, this is the first year making it, I would have to give it to L.A.
They hungry, though.
I won't be surprised if Utah wins. That's one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I won't be surprised. You know, I don't see it, but it won't surprise me.
I'm going to get to L.A. has been balling, actually, the past couple weeks. I don't know if you noticed.
And they healthy.
Yeah.
Something they haven't been, you know what I'm saying, recently. But
so, L.A. in 6.
The whole team is intact.
So, I know this is somebody's favorite team going to come up next, so I'm going to go to you, Eric. Houston versus Oklahoma City.
Houston is not my favorite team, man.
I was talking about Oklahoma City, man. Who you got? How many games, my man?
Man, OKC finna go up in there and not win this series.
I was about to say.
Hey, my boy Westbrook still going to ball, but like I say, his supporting cast is not good enough. So, I mean, I ain't going to hate on Houston. They're going to win this series. But I'm going to say it's going 6. Houston is 6.
Okay, let me ask you this quick question. How many triple-doubles does Westbrook get?
In 6 games, he'll get 4.
4?
4.
4 in a playoff game.
4 triple-doubles.
Wow, that's a bold.
Write that down.
All right, Dan, I'm going to go to you. The Rockets versus the Thunder. Who you got? How many games?
I think I'm going to say 6-4-2, and Houston, they're going to win. But Westbrook, he don't do a lot at the triple level.
No?
Maybe one.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm going to have at least 4.
Well, I'm going to go to Dave Love. Dave Love, what do you think? You know what I think? I think the Houston Rockets going to sweep that ass.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm not even doing
that. Sweep that ass. Brush him out of there, baby.
You know, damn well he ain't serious, man.
He said it, though. This is it.
Sweep that ass. And Russell Westbrook's going to get 4 triple-doubles. But still get
like
swept.
I said about Golden
still,
State.
Houston. Still get swept.
Houston, they 3 happy. They going to have a couple games where they be off on that 3-point line.
Harden's going to make a point. Harden's gonna be like, you know what? Wins do matter. Wins do matter. Rich, go ahead, my man.
He's gonna be like Elijah Wan whenever they face the Spurs, and David Robinson won the MVP that year. He's gonna show. Well, that's if Westbrook wins. I mean, whatever. But
when he wins,
either way.
And just FYI, nobody will find out till June 26th.
Which
wins,
is BS, but
which is dumb. But anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, of course I got Houston. I mean, come on,
Homer.
I mean, it's obvious too. I mean, even your man Stephen A. Smith pick the Houston Rockets. Houston Rockets, I say Oklahoma City gets 1.
Wow.
Just 1.
Just 1?
I think Houston's offense is going to be too much for them. I know that we're really going to rely on the 3, but I think that's what's going to get us over them. So.
But you've been talking shit about Houston recently, saying they ain't been doing shit. They've been off.
Damn.
I never said Houston. So, I said 2 players. I never said all Houston.
Two of their main players, Lou Williams and
but they're going to light it
Eric
up.
Eric Gordon.
That's what they want people to think. They want people to think, oh, we're not shooting that good.
Maybe
they're going to the playoffs.
They're going to have a couple games where they don't shoot well.
They're
that's when OKC is going to get their ass.
They're playing possum.
But the thing is, you know, Houston Rockets, they're going to, James Harden, it is time to come back and to show who you are. Who he is, you know.
And that's the Colt MVP. Backup.
He can play.
You said it.
You said it, my man.
He can play with anybody, James Harden.
Yeah.
Westbrook, he's by himself. You know, he don't create opportunity for the other players.
Let's see how Westbrook does whenever he's not chasing that triple-double. Let's see what he does.
He's going to have at least four in this series. So.
Yeah, but he's not chasing them anymore.
And they 33-9 whenever he gets a triple-double.
He's not chasing those triple-doubles anymore.
All right, Rich, come back at you. All right. The next one is the number 2 seed San Antonio Spurs versus the 7 seed Memphis Grizzlies. Now, their season series is tied 2-2. This one I'm really interested. This is going to be a good series.
What?
Go ahead, Rich.
Well, I found out a couple days ago that Tony Allen's going to be out indefinitely for Memphis. So that's what kind of put me towards the Spurs. I think the Spurs will win. But I think Memphis will get 2. So I say 4-2 Spurs. Tony Allen, man, that's like one of their best defenders.
I agree.
Okay.
He's probably their best defender.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely their best.
It seems like you got something to say, Eric. Yeah, go ahead.
Sweep.
Sweep.
Whoa! Oh,
sweep.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
What?
And Rich making it seem like San Antonio might win. Come on, man. This series ain't going to be close. I ain't saying it's going to be 4 blowouts. It's going to be 4 wins. 4 straight wins for San Antonio. Yeah, this is going to be a sweep.
It looked like Portland and Golden State.
Just like that?
So that's it. No. So who you got, Danny? Who you got?
San Antonio.
How many games? Yeah. Sweep?
Sweep.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, I actually got San Antonio, but I'm going to agree with Rich in 6 games.
That's
and
sick.
It's going to come down to the last shot every game.
Last minute
every game, I'm telling you.
Man, you're downplaying that grindhouse, man.
Downplaying that San Antonio defense. This is the playoffs. This is daytime. This is money time. Right. This is what they do every year.
But Memphis too, though. You can ask all these West teams, even Golden State, the Clippers. They didn't want to face Memphis in the first round. Not even the Spurs wanted to face them in the first round.
Sweep.
Okay,
that's his choice.
It's going to be a sweep.
That's going to be nice. It's going to be the Gasol
brothers
facing
each
other. Do you notice that?
Gasol
versus Gasol.
Memphis's point guard is suck, man. The guy is like, he makes like $53 million.
Mike Conley?
He's the highest paid player in the NBA.
The highest paid in the NBA, his average point is 13.7.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, there's different ways you can define a point guard, though. Like I'm trying to tell my other halves. Anyways, let's hop into the East, fellas. So, I mean, let's come away with the number 1 seed. So we got the number 1 seed, Boston Celtics versus the Chicago Bulls. Season series is tied 2-2. Danny, who you got? How many games?
I think, Boston Celtics is a good team. You know, they are very talented. This season is the point guard of
Isaiah Thomas.
That's his season this year.
Yeah.
So.
Go ahead and say
I'm going to say game 7.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm going to go game 7, but Boston, they're going to win.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's hard for Danny.
Yeah, it is hard.
Why
is that?
From an old.
He's not a Bulls fan.
From an old Bulls fan over here.
Yeah, Derrick Rose fan. Get it right. He's not a Bulls fan.
I'm gonna ask this question to you, Eric. Who you got? Boston, Chicago.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now, man. It's gonna be a major upset in these playoffs.
Really?
One major upset. Either one of the ones or one of the twos not going to advance.
Okay.
Well,
we know you love Cleveland, so.
They're going to advance. San Antonio going to advance. I'm telling you, between Golden State and Boston, one of them going to fall. I think Boston going to win this series.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
I think Boston going to win this series, but like Danny said, it's going to go 7. Bulls. We all know the Bulls play better against the better teams.
Yeah.
They're going to be competitive in this series. But they're going to fall a little short.
Rich, my man, who you got?
Boston 4-1.
Wow.
4-1.
4-1. I think it's all going to rely on, Dwayne Wade's back now. So he's got to be in the lineup. And it all matters of how he plays. I know Butler can be on and off sometimes, but
no.
It's all about Dwayne Wade.
Did you hear Butler what he said about the playoff?
What did he say?
He say, we are not to be in the playoff. They want to win the championship.
They're not comfortable just being in the playoffs?
Okay. That means he got something.
Yeah.
He got to do something.
He's got something.
So you're saying Boston has a lot more pressure, and the Bulls are just lucky to be in the playoffs, so they have no pressure whatsoever.
No, the team, they always have a pressure. The fans, they always have a pressure. We won Personally, me, I want the Bulls to win because I live in Chicago. I'm a Bulls fan. No matter what.
Okay, that's man. Funny. All right. This isn't Comedy Central. But anyway, Bulls fan. No, I'm just playing. You are a Bulls fan. But you know what? Man, this just kills me. But I'm going to say, oh, man.
Say it. Say it.
You know what? I'm a Bulls fan, so I'm going to ride or die, man. So I'm picking the Bulls. Upset. Upset 7 games.
You be sure to write that down.
Upset 7 games. But
I ain't going to lie. I'm kind of leaning that way, too.
But you know what you're probably leaning on towards? Nice, and nice. I can't disagree with you about it. It's not the players. It's that coach. He might get out coached. Hoiberg's. The reason why we're going to lose is because Hoiberg's going to get out coached. If the Bulls lose this series, it's because of the... I swear, it's the coach.
I can tell you right now. Hoiberg going to get out coached. That's going to happen.
He's going to get out coached.
That's going to definitely happen.
If this was Thibodeau, even though we were 41-41...
But the Bulls can still win this series. I'm telling you, one of these big-time teams going to go down in the first round.
And I'm going to pick that one. I'm going to go with Bulls.
I'm kind of leaning that way, too, but I'm going to just...
We're going to see what happens.
Hey, real quick, though. Is Felicio, is he
back? Yeah, he's back. He's back.
Okay.
He's back.
All right, let's go into the next one. We got the number 4 seed, Washington Wizards, against the number 5 seed, Atlanta Hawks. Wizards won that series 3-1. Rich, who you got? How many games?
It's gonna go 7 games.
What?
Oh,
seven
yeah.
Games?
No. Oh,
God.
Oh. No. Didn't you even say the other day how good Atlanta's been playing recently?
They have been playing good.
They took down Cleveland when Cleveland was trying to win. So
they won. They gave them back-to-back losses. They won the first one with all their starters resting.
Yeah.
And then the next game,
they was down 26.
And they
going
scored
into the fourth quarter.
And they scored 44.
44-18. They outscored Cleveland.
It was with Schroeder and Dwight Howard sitting out in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway. Didn't he? He had something to do with that.
But
and
I guess I can understand.
Tim Hardaway Jr. can be really clutch.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I've seen it firsthand whenever they came back against the Rockets and beat us.
But anyways, go ahead, Rich.
Yeah. So I pick Washington. Yeah, in 7 games. They're going to win. That's mine right there. But okay. Atlanta's been playing really good, so.
Eric, who you got?
I do agree with Rich, though. Atlanta has been hot lately. And we know every year a team gets hot late in the season and carries that momentum over into the playoffs. I'm going to say Washington, though. I think, the Wizards, they're going to do a little something in these playoffs. They're going to do a little bit. They're going to definitely get past the first round. I'm going to say Washington in, let's go on six. I'm going to say six.
Washington six. Danny, same thing with you. Washington or Atlanta, how many games?
6. Washington, they're going to win. Because Washington is, they are talented. And they got shooters. They got
big
Hall
guys.
He's breaking down the team. You know, there's two empty spot, and they feed the ball. And I'm going to say Washington, they're going to win.
I'm going to say Washington in 5 games. And, I won't be surprised if Atlanta does last to 6, but I'm just saying Washington 5 games. And I think, that's a dangerous team in the East right now. So that's my pick. Look at Eric writing it down. All right. Danny, I'm going to go right back to you again. So we got the number 3 seed Toronto Raptors against the number 6 seed Milwaukee Bucks. The Raptors won that season series 3-1. Who you got? How many games?
6 games, and it's a surprise for everybody. Milwaukee, they're going to win Toronto.
Wow.
Because
Wait. This surprises me because you said in the beginning of the season, Milwaukee Bucks, no chance in hell they make the playoffs. And now you say they're going to beat the number 3 seed.
Yeah, that's for the bet. But, I see things. I don't like Toronto at all.
Uh-uh. Wow.
Because that team is... what's the rapper name?
Toronto Raptors.
DeRozan.
Yeah.
Drake.
And I see him like a year ago, he's doing something in the Bulls. No, I don't like that team. So
good job, Drake. You're turning people off when you're team.
Milwaukee is gonna be the winner of like 6 games. That's all I say.
Wow. Eric, you agree with your boy Danny here, or you got a different prediction here?
And nothing against Milwaukee. They have, you know, overcome, you know, a lot, considering they lost their second best player in Jabari Parker. I thought after they lost Jabari Parker, it wasn't no way in hell they was going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to even lie. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But they, man, they got, what's the one guy named?
Middleton.
Middleton back. And they just, you know, been doing their thing. They didn't make the playoffs by much, but they did make it. But they not going to beat Toronto. They got Kyle Lowry back. They got their whole team. They healthy. I'm going to say Toronto in five
games.
Rich, your prediction.
Like the other guy said, I'm very impressed by what Milwaukee's done from, like, barely outside of the playoffs to, and especially after they lost Parker and they made it all the way to six in the East. I actually picked Milwaukee over Toronto.
Wow.
That's because what Eric was saying about Kyle Lowry being back, it all hinges on how he plays. And I know DeRozan, even whenever it was just DeRozan, they were on and off. They were winning some games, losing some games. And they were stumbling even after they made that big trade for, and they got Tucker and they got Ibaka. So it's all about Lowry. I still think Milwaukee's going to win it. I like Middleton. Mm. Middleton's been playing really good. And the Greek freak, man. So,
you know, something tells me to go Milwaukee too. I'm going to go with the Raptors. But something tells me to go with Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. They are playing good. But what my thing is with the Raptors, they look good on paper. But there's still something missing, even though they got Serge Ibaka and P.J. Tucker. Something's still missing. I don't know if it's an enforcer, like a Draymond Green
they
or
got
a Lance
Biombo. I thought Biombo was going to be that enforcer.
But they got rid of him.
Yeah, they got rid of him.
Last season. So it's like, something's missing. I don't know what it is.
The players, they don't have a passion. I don't see any passion in the players. Like Milwaukee, if the number 34, the young guy.
The Greek freak.
Yeah, he got passion.
Yeah.
You know, the team, if they have a passion, you know, James Harden, he got passion. Westbrook, they got passion. Players, they got passion is, you know, they, something, you know, they put you your heart, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I can say, you know.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with Toronto still, and kudos to Milwaukee, but Toronto in six, I'm going to go.
My bad, I didn't even say, they're going to go seven.
They're going to go seven?
I think Milwaukee's going to win.
All right. Mm. So, Rich, I'm going to hit you up. Here we go. We got the number 2 seed Cleveland Cavaliers against the number 7 seed Indiana Pacers. Cavs won that season series 3-1. Who you got? How many games?
I know I told Eric the other day, I still don't think Cleveland will make it to the finals, but they will get past this round. I think the Pacers just don't have enough. But I do think the Pacers will get 2 games. So
did
I say
4-2. Cavs ain't going to make it to the finals?
You said that. I think Danny said that also. All 3 of y'all done said that.
Is that right?
Put that money up. That's what I said. Hey, put that money up.
Daniel, didn't I try to bet him today? I said 250. And he was like, nah.
Well, I got
to
be 250, though.
That's my starting price, man. That's my starting price. You said nah.
Anyways, who you got?
Man, we all know on paper, Indiana looks real good. On paper, they look real good, that team. I mean, they barely made the playoffs, though, again. Yeah, you know what I mean? They've been underachieving all year. We talking about Cleveland, the team that's going to the finals this year. Sweep.
Whoa.
You're not giving Lance Stevenson any credit.
Pacers not ready, man. They've been underachieving all year. What makes you think they're going to start playing better now that the playoffs is here?
They got Lance Stevenson.
Shit all year.
They got Lance Stevenson.
They've been barely.
He's like avoiding that even listening to your
yeah, he's like, no one.
Go ahead, my man. Who you got, Danny?
Cleveland.
Who?
Cleveland. There is no doubt.
And a sweep?
No sweep.
Oh, okay.
Game 5.
Five games. So Indiana is going to win 1 game.
Hell no.
Maybe 2.
Hell
no. Wow. Yeah. But you for sure 1 game.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, they're not going to get swept.
You can't be 100%. There's no guarantees in life, man. You can't be 100%. Maybe 99.9%, but you can't be
100%. All right, please. I actually got Indiana, of course. But I got not Indiana. I'm sorry. Why did I say that? I got Cleveland Cavaliers.
I got them
in 6 games. And I'm going to piggyback on what Rich said. You know, the last 8 games that they picked up Lance Stevenson, or actually 7 games, They picked up Lance Stevenson, and I mentioned this on the last podcast. The Indiana Pacers have been irrelevant ever since they got rid of Lance Stevenson. Okay? Now that he's back in the mix, they're 5-2. I know it might not seem a lot to you, but I see a better swag to that team. Lance Stevenson isn't just playing 2, 4, or 5 minutes. He's playing quite a few minutes.
He is.
And he's been scoring. He's been passionate. That I haven't seen since he left Indiana. And Paul George, stick up for your boy because your team is irrelevant without Lance Stevenson. Not saying they're going to win the series, but they're going to win 2 games.
Mm-hmm. Hell no. I don't see it.
All right, fellas, that's it for the NBA playoffs. We got all our picks in. Tribe members, we're going to post, I think we posted some of the picks on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, click on the like button or whatever, the smiley face emojis.
Yeah.
The emojis, to pick who you got.
Yeah, to vote.
Let us know who you got. Who do you agree more with on this panel, my friends? Please type in your questions and tweet us, whatever you got. Make comments, whatever. We want you to be part of this. We want to know what your reaction is to this first round, second round, your picks, everything we got, okay? So that's it for the NBA news. So, surprise, surprise, we're going to get into the NHL. The playoffs are starting this week. NHL playoffs. So, I'm going to ask you guys. You know, I'm going to tell you guys the teams who they're going against in the first round. And you're going to tell me how many games and who's going to win. All right? Same thing with the NBA. So, I'm going to go at you two plays first, okay?
Why me? Because I'm black.
Well, I was gonna. My first thing was going to be the Blackhawks against the Predators. The number one seed, Chicago Blackhawks versus the wild card Predators. Who you got? How many games?
7-game series, right? I'm going to say Blackhawks in, I mean, it could be 5 in the first round. I don't know what hockey works. It could be 5 in the first round.
Yeah, that's a good question. I forgot.
You know?
I forgot.
But since you said 7, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to still say the Blackhawks.
No, I think it's 5, honestly.
See,
Clay.
That's what I'm saying. It could be 5,
so just
right?
Just say the sweep,
just
right?
Whatever. It can't be a sweep.
Right. Oh, okay. That can be a sweep. Blackhawks in 3.
You know, Blackhawks.
No, I'm gonna say Blackhawks in 4.
Oh, okay.
Look at the Predators
okay.
One game.
Okay, all right, Rich. Who you got, Blackhawks or Predators?
Oh yeah. Okay.
So who you got, the Blackhawks or the Predators?
I pick Blackhawks. You know what, guys? This is what we get for trying to be versatile. Okay, we're trying to branch out, go into different stuff.
We're trying to be diverse.
Yeah, trying to be diverse.
That's what
okay?
it is. We're trying to be diverse.
But that's
all
the thing.
Baby
steps, okay?
Podcast
baby steps.
Listeners.
Yeah, but you know what? This is also a good thing too because even though we might not be quote unquote, we're not experts at all.
I know I'm not.
We'll voice our opinions on everything, but you know that's why we have we're all part of the tribe. You guys can come on here. If you're very good hockey, into hockey or into golf or whatever, and put your input on it. We'd love to have you guys on here. We love to have your input on. So this is a good enough reason why we want everybody to get involved. You know, you can explain some stuff to us even.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't mind it. So anyways, go ahead, Rich.
Well, I picked Blackhawks since they can't sweep. Like you said, they lost yesterday, so I picked Blackhawks.
But anyways, I got Blackhawks too. I really don't know how many games, but because I'm a shy tomboy, I'm gonna play the Blackhawks.
Whatever, flip.
Because
flip.
This
right.
is a dynasty. All right, not the Cubs. Blackhawks. All right, let's go to the next one. We got the Wild versus the Blues. Who wins? Well, the Wild is the number 2 seed. The Blues is the number 3 seed, which is weird. This is so weird how they got this.
Yeah, this playoff stuff is
the
so
playoff
weird.
System on this thing is sucks.
Somebody
so
come
like
on here and explain
teams,
to us.
The good, seriously, explain it to us. So the good teams are eliminated in the first round.
Yeah.
But anyways, who you got? Number 2 Blue.
I'm gonna take the Wild in 5 because I like their name better.
The Wild.
Than the Blues. Yeah, the Wild, baby.
The Wild. Mm-hmm. Rich, who you like? Blues.
I'm going to pick the Wild just because they did make some noise last year. Because I did I mean, anytime the NHL playoffs start, I know I start like midway or something, but either way, the Wild were in it last year, so I think they're gonna do good.
I mean, I don't know how many games. None of these, I don't know how many games. But I'm gonna tell you, I want to go with the Canadian Blues. No, wait, it's the St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis Blues.
Damn.
Damn.
I even it. Hey, even I knew they were St. Louis. I ain't gonna even. I knew they were St. Louis Blues, man.
Okay. There's no blues in Canada. What the hell are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
Okay. Man, you got me there. Shit.
You got my heart.
Embarrassed me on this podcast. But anyways, we got the next game we got is the Ducks, who's the number one seed, the wild card, the Flames. Who you got, Rich?
I picked the Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks. This isn't the Emilio Estevez Mighty Ducks. This
I know, but I wish
the professional.
I remember when the Ducks were actually it was deep into the playoffs. Emilio Estevez came out and talked. They were facing the Blackhawks in that series. He came out and talked, said that, you know, the Ducks were going to win. So I'm picking the Ducks.
Okay, Eric, who you got?
Even though they got Mighty in front of their name, I cannot pick a team called the Ducks. Flames, baby, upset in five.
Wow, I'm gonna pick.
We're saying like five games, seven games. We don't even know how long these games are.
I'm gonna say
just pick your team.
I'm gonna say the Ducks because Ducks fly together and they do the flying V.
Yeah,
unstoppable. All right, we got the number two seed Oilers versus the number three Sharks.
I like them Sharks, man. Let me get them Sharks and
Hey, where are they from?
San Jose.
Oh, what's
happening? Come on, I know a little.
You surprised me, player. You surprised me.
Florida.
I know a little bit.
Say
something. Come on, you know.
Man.
I don't watch hockey, but I do know a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm gonna say the Sharks. Sharks gonna take this series.
Sharks. I pick Sharks also.
Really? I'm gonna pick the Oilers just to be different. Anyways, we got the Canadians. I'm guessing they're from Canada or Toronto.
Montreal.
Close.
Come on, Nat. Man, what's good?
They're number one seed against the wild card, the Rangers. Who you got, Rich?
I can't believe the Rangers fell this far to a wild card whenever they were in the championship game a couple of years ago. But
right.
I picked Canadians.
I actually picked the New York Rangers. Who do you got?
Some teams ain't got that longevity, like the Blackhawks. I'm taking the Canadians.
The Canadians. All right. We got the number two seed, the Senators, versus the number three seed, the Bruins?
Yeah, the Bruins.
Who you got? Two plates.
Two versus three. Close game. Close matchup. I'm going to say the Bruins. I like the Bruins over the Senators.
I'm going to go with the Senators. Go ahead. Who you got?
I say Bruins.
Bruins.
I know some Blackhawks fans are going to hate that because they're kind of rivals, but I think Bruins.
So we got the, I'm guessing it's the Washington Capitals?
Yeah, there you go.
Number one seed against
Toronto.
Could you let me get, could you
right,
not give me the hint?
He didn't know that.
Hey, he was struggling.
Even I knew that.
I knew that.
He went.
Against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay.
So I got the Capitals. Washington. Who you got?
Capitals all day, dog.
Who you got there?
Underdog, Maple Leafs.
And now we got the Pittsburgh Penguins.
And
we...
even I know this one.
This is like a comedy segment.
I know this one. Come on, man.
Arizona? No.
Has the black men know that it's the St. Louis Blue Jackets?
No. You just said St. Louis was the blue.
St. Louis Blue.
Oh. So what's the Blue Jackets?
I have no idea.
So what is the Blue Jackets?
What's funny is how serious you thought, like you knew everything you knew.
What was St. Louis Blue Jackets?
You just told me everybody knew St. Louis was the Blues.
Yeah, I thought both of them was in St. Louis. My bad.
Anyways,
Columbus.
Okay.
Columbus.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the...
I would have never got that. I ain't going to even... I would never got that.
Me neither.
I didn't know.
I'm going to go with PP. Pittsburgh Penguins. Who you got?
Hey, do they still got that Yager dude? Yamir Yager?
Who?
No, I don't think so,
Pittsburgh.
Man.
I don't know.
I think so. I
think he's been playing for a long time.
And
they got Sidney Crosby, though, right?
Yeah, they got Crosby. Yeah.
Come on, man. Pittsburgh all day. All right. Let's get
Who
it.
Who you got?
I got Pittsburgh. They lead the series right now 1-0, so I pick Pittsburgh.
All right, Tribe members, that's all we got for the NHL playoffs.
We did our best.
Yeah, we did our best. This is why we need y'all, man. Everybody is part of the show. Okay?
Man.
Come on with it. All right. So, we're going to jump into the last major topics, and it's going to be the NFL. All right, first off, in the NFL, we're going to talk about Eric's boy. Okay, or not even boy.
Who's my boy, man?
Your team, okay? Sad news, honestly, sad news. Pittsburgh lost somebody good. They lost their owner, Dan Rooney, this past week. I'm going to go ahead and start off with you, Eric. Your reaction and with this news.
Very, very, very sad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like whenever we think of Dan Rooney, we think of the Rooney Rule.
Right.
And, you know, that Rooney Rule, I mean, it's a legacy and an impact that goes way beyond the NFL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, pretty much the Rooney Rule is, you know what I'm saying, every team that whenever they have a coaching vacancy, they got to interview at least one black candidate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and thanks to Dan Rooney, that it's more black coaches in the NFL right now than it was, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah. And then at least getting the opportunity to be interviewed for it.
Right.
Because
before,
they won't even look.
Teams weren't even interviewing black.
They won't even look at their credentials.
Right, exactly, because they was black.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Look, or minority.
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 I mean,
you
it's put
not
it,
just black.
You know what I'm saying? But thanks to Dan Rooney, I mean, that's things have changed because of him. He's not here no more, but he definitely made an impact in the NFL.
Yeah. Rich, your thoughts on Mr. Dan Rooney?
I mean, I'm going to, you know, go off what Eric said about the Rooney Rule. That did change, you know, so much stuff. He kind of reminded me of Al Davis because Al Davis was the first coach to hire a minority, first owner to hire a minority coach was with
Arshil, right?
No, Tom Flores.
Tom Flores?
Yeah, Tom Flores. He won a championship with them. But, but yeah, I mean, it changed the way the NFL is today. I mean, even Mike Tomlin, whenever you think about the Steelers, you think about Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a great movement, and it was a sad thing to see that he passed away.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on what both of you guys said. You know, Pittsburgh lost. Actually, the NFL lost a good man, you know.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned about the Rooney Rule, he stepped up, you know, was a leader in that and pushed it. You know, great things, Pittsburgh in itself, you know, I'm not a big Pittsburgh fan, you know, because I'm an actual Bears fan,
whatever.
Eric. I'm an actual Bears
whatever.
Fan. And, you know, but it's a real family-owned league,
really
or
is.
Not league, but team.
Yeah.
It really is. And you can hear from players who were with Pittsburgh, even if they were with Pittsburgh for a couple years.
They had nothing but good things to say
about
them.
They had nothing but
good things. I
even saw an Instagram post from Antonio Brown saying how much, you know, he's going to miss Dan Rooney, even though, you know, Dan Rooney was very slow at walking and everything at his age this past couple of years. He was still walking that field and talk to the players.
Yeah.
That's my thing, too. I saw a piece yesterday on NFL Total Access. I mean, this dude—he looked at everybody as if they were equals.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would talk to you know the star quarterback.
Yeah.
He would talk to the guy that barely made the team as a undrafted free agent. He would talk to the guys on the practice squad. I mean, he didn't see color. He didn't see, you know, how much a player makes, or you know, I'm only gonna talk to the guys that make a certain amount of. No, he didn't see that. You know, he was just saw everybody as equals.
That's an interesting statement you just said because there was players and officials in the league who said, you know, he wasn't a judgment of the player. He was a judgment of how good that person is.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care if you could play, you know, lights out and you had a bad, bad personality. He wouldn't pick you up. He would look more into how is he as a person.
Mm-hmm.
If he's a good person, he's going to give him everything he wants. As far as through the football field and out of the field, he judged everybody through their characteristics and their personality, mm-hmm. and that's rare these days.
Even right, just, exactly.
Not just in NFL, in the world.
How good would this world be if we all did that?
Yeah,
we could learn a lot from Dan Rooney. Rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace, my friend, and sympathies go out to his family. You know, God bless them, and condolences over there. All right, another subject I got in NFL. You know, it's been. The NFL. We'll get into the draft some other podcast. Yeah. I mean, Zach starts.
It's coming. Couple weeks. It's coming, baby.
That's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the last topic we got is that the New Orleans Saints reports are that they're interested in AP, a.k.a. Adrian Peterson. My question, everybody, fellas, is that a good fit? Rich, is that a good fit with AP going to this, if he picks the Saints or if the Saints actually offer him? Yeah. They're saying that they're interested in AP, but they're going to wait till after the draft, supposedly.
Mm. Yeah.
Would that be a good mix, Adrian Peterson go to the Saints, or you think they should just
look
in the draft?
If I was AP, I'd be looking at, I know there's not a lot of teams looking at him, but I would search out a team that had a good offensive line. I mean, the Saints do need a running back. I know they got Mark Ingram,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, there's some times where he's off, there's some times he's on. So why not bring in a veteran? But like you said, they're not going to, AP's not going to sign anywhere until after the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think it would be a good fit if it happens.
Eric, what you got?
I mean, would it be a good fit? Maybe. Like Rich said, they got Mark Ingram, so you know he's going to get, you know, mm-hmm. his share of carries. I mean, AP said he want to win. He's not going to win in St. Louis.
No.
I'm sorry, New Orleans. He's not going to win in New Orleans. If I was AP and you want to win, go to a team that need a running back that have a chance of winning next year. The New York Football Giants.
Yeah, I'm surprised that...
They need a running back.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
They need a running back. You got that offense. That defense is not bad. They're not the greatest in the world, but they better than the average.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you put AP on that team, you got Odell Beckham, you got Brandon Marshall. Eli getting up there in age a little bit. He about what, 36, 37? But he's still going to do a little something next year. With them weapons, I mean, Brandon Marshall. Why not New York?
I kind of agree with you a little bit on that. My thing is I'm going to sell this. No way. Come on, man. I mean, Saints, I just don't see it. Like, why would you even go there? They don't have a good offensive line. They're not going to really go anywhere. Not saying that they're not – they're terrible. I mean, they can only go far as Drew Brees takes them. And I just don't see it as a good fit. But you say the New York Giants. You know who I say? And I want to say it, but I
don't
know
say this. New England.
Yeah, don't
I'm
say
not
New
gonna,
England.
No, not
New England. Okay.
Why not call up and say – And talk to somebody in Green Bay. They don't have really a running back. And it's also against your old division. Against Minnesota. Why not go? I mean, I'm not saying they have a chance. Why not Chicago?
Nah, but
why won't you be like, you know what?
Chicago.
I'm just saying it's a good fit, but I'm just saying, why not go into the NFC North division and really say, you know what, you Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? After like all these years, you're going to kind of like say, brush me to the side or whatever.
Yeah.
So why not go somewhere in that division to get back at them? And I would say Green Bay Packers, they have no running game. We saw that.
Yeah, you know, Christian Michael, they got Montgomery, who can be, you know, he's suspect. Right. He could be down. I mean,
but
you don't know what you're
doing. He's good, but I don't see him every down back. So you need another backup or a committee. You know what I'm saying? So why not have AP, who's already experienced? You know what I'm saying?
We all know AP is a beast, though. AP wants them carries. AP ain't really trying to go nowhere where he got split carries.
But if it's a chance to win, if it's a chance
to
win
carries a game.
But he's, you know what I'm saying? If it's a chance to win a ring, why not?
But he do want to win, so that would factor into it.
You know what I'm saying? I would kind of say, I know if it's far-fetched for Chicago. But I'm just saying, why not
Chicago.
Get back at Minnesota?
I think his best bet would be New York.
Division.
His best bet would be the Giants. Come on.
I'm surprised the Packers haven't even, like, you know, try to call him or anything.
No, they had a little communication with him. They just didn't, you know, for whatever reason. I'm surprised. I ain't gonna lie. I'm surprised AP still out there. But for whatever reason. But shortly after the draft, somebody gonna pick him up.
All right, fellas. That's it for this podcast. Tribe members, that's it. Thank you for joining us. Danny, oh wait, Danny, you really didn't say too much on these last topics here. How come you didn't say nothing? Too much confusion. So anyways, thank you for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. Please leave your comments. Hit that like button and everything else. We're going to put some polls up there. Rich is going to put some polls up there. Please get involved. And again, if you guys got more stuff to as far as sports, golf, we're going to get into MMA soon. We're going to get into boxing soon. You know, we're going to go on to diverse. I know.
Come on, bring that shit on. I'm gonna do my research, and I'm going to tell y'all right now, golf, MMA, whatever y'all want to do, I'm going to do my research, and I'm going to have some shit for y'all.
That's education right there.
Yeah, just education. I mean, he just educated everybody today that St. Louis had two hockey teams.
Come on, man. St. Louis Blue Jackets.
I could have sworn it was St. Louis. That's crazy.
Rich, where can everybody find us at?
On Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's all at The Tripod. And if you need to email us anytime, it's thetribecast16@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts, your reactions, whatever you need. That's how you can contact us.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being part of the tribe. Thank you. For my boy, Two Plates, Eric.
This is what we do, unfiltered.
Unfiltered, uncensored. You got it. And my boy, Rich.
Hey, thanks for listening.
I'm Dave Love. Everybody, dream big, live bigger. Peace.